Continuing with human values, I'd like to look at the characteristic of zuhd, which is doing without, today. If we look at the Qur'an in Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57, Ayah 23, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, لِكَيْ لَا تَعْثَوْ أَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَهُ بِمَا أَتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَقُورٍ. So that you may not grieve for what has escaped you, nor be proud at what He has given you. Allah does not love the arrogant boaster. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Zuhud, or doing without in this world, does not mean wearing coarse clothes and eating coarse food, but rather curbing one's expectation." There was a man who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Tell me of something that I can do which will make me the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heaven and beloved of the people on earth." And Rasulullah said, "Desire what is with Allah and Allah will love you. Do without what is with the people and they will love you." You know, it's a wonderful form of advice. It's absolutely beautiful. Not keeping up with the Joneses. You don't have to keep up with them. Contentment comes from within. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once on one Thursday in the Mosque of Quba while he was fasting. He was staying there. When evening came, he said, "Is there anything to drink?" And a man got up and gave him a cup of milk mixed with honey. As soon as he tasted it, Rasulullah withdrew it from his mouth and he said, "These are two rich foods. One of the two is enough." He said, "I humble myself to my Rabb, for whoever humbles himself to Allah, He will raise. And whoever who is haughty or proud, He will bring low. Whoever lives within his means, Allah will provide for him. Whoever is wasteful, Allah will withhold from him. Whoever increases his remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will provide for him." See, Rasulullah used every opportunity possible to be able to give a message where we would understand where contentment, where reaching our full potential comes from. It's longing for this world which brings worry and sadness. Doing without brings ease to the heart and body. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Contented are those who do without in this world, who are desirous of the next. They are the people who take the world as their carpet and its earth as a rug, its water as a perfume, and love of the Qur'an as their distinguished quality. There is no better kind of doing without than abstaining from forbidden things." You know, it's important to understand. It's seeking or striking the right balance. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "The mark of the person desirous of the reward of the next world is his doing without in the temporal beauty of the world." Finding a balance is quite difficult. It's not easy. But we can work our way through it. It's making a difference between need and want. It is knowing where to draw the line between wastefulness and moderation. And how do I know that I've got there? Well, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam puts it quite well. He said, "If a person does without in the world, Allah plants wisdom firmly in his heart, and this will be manifested with the expressions of his tongue. Allah will make him realize the shortcomings of the world, its illness and its cure, and will bring him safely from the world to the realm of peace." He continued to say, "If Allah wishes good for an abd, He will cause him to do without in this world, will make him respectful and knowledgeable of the laws, will make him realize his own faults. Whoever is given this has been given the good of this world and the good of the next world as well." You know, we always pray, "Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar." Give us good in this world and good in the next world, and save us from the punishment of the fire. Well, this is the baseline. This is how we know that He has granted us the answer to the du'a. Inshallah, we will continue with human values tomorrow. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for all your emails, your phone calls, your messages of support. It's been absolutely wonderful. Please keep on writing, giving in your suggestions. We will try and put them on board as soon as possible.